Brother Brendan Ovelson, an elder in the Tofield congregation, is now going to consider the talk, Be a Courageous Youth.
To all our youth who love and search for what we want to commit, you're developing a life pattern like that of King David. How so? Please turn me to Psalm 71, and verse 5. Psalm 71, verse 5 reads, For you are my hope, O sovereign Lord Jehovah. I have trusted in you since my youth. So we discussed yesterday how David had great courage. He was able to kill a lion, kill a bear. He was a young man when he did that. How did he have that kind of courage? As I mentioned, he developed a life pattern of trusting in Jehovah since he was very young. Now, hopefully, you young ones don't have to confront the wild animal in your lifetime. But you do need that kind of courage like David had. Why is that? Well, for example, you have the desire to fit in. All of us, young and old, want to fit in. But you young ones face a special challenge because that desire to fit in is so strong. You want to be with your peers. You want to enjoy sports. You want to enjoy music. You want to enjoy just hanging out with people your own age. Yet Satan will distort those things by associating those wholesome activities with conduct that Jehovah hates. So now you have to make a stand, a courageous stand, not to get involved. Also, being different. That is a great challenge, especially for young ones to stand out as different when you see all your peers pursuing a secular career, higher education. They want to push you to do the same thing, but you have goals of theocratic activity, full-time service, and you have pressure there too. So you need great courage with those two challenges. I invite you to take note of the following video. That's to see how a young witness dealt with a challenge that required courage.
My classmates and teachers always respected me, but this year things were different. My class was organizing a Christmas party. I was asked to help, but I refused. My classmates and even my teacher made fun of me. I wanted to see the principal because I thought he would understand me. But unfortunately, he didn't. I felt I had been treated unfairly. After the conversation, I went home and I immediately started to pray. I felt like the most important thing I could do was to forge my office reputation. For personal study, I considered the young people asked me, Chapter 20, how can I get along with my teacher? It contained Matthew 7:12. Which says that you should treat others the way you want to be treated. And that was just what I needed. It showed how important it was to respect people, even if they don't nice to you. So, I decided to explain my position to the class. I raised my hand and asked whether I could explain my position. My teacher surprisingly agreed. One classmate raised his hand. And after I answered his question, another one, and so on. Others entered the classroom, students, teachers, and even the principal came in and sat down. Afterwards, the principal had me come to his office. I was really scared. I thought I was in trouble. And finally, he stood up, shook my head, and apologized. I was walking home with this big smile when I met a classmate who had so many questions. I answered them, and before I knew it, I was able to start a Bible study with him at school. From prayer and personal study, we developed the courage to uphold Jehovah's name.
So how can we develop that kind of courage like this young witness, maybe like King David? Please Please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 11. Proverbs 2 and verse 11 reads, thinking ability will keep watch over you, and discernment will safeguard towards you. So it mentions in the first part of the verse, thinking ability. This will keep watch, this will protect you. But what is thinking ability? See, it's one thing to have knowledge. Knowledge of Jehovah's laws and principles. But to understand why those laws are there, or what, how those laws benefit us, how we're happier in applying them, that's thinking ability. We think of situations where we can apply those laws and how it's going to benefit us. Well, for example, a person is approaching a stop sign. Now they can think, I better stop because it's the law and I don't want to get a ticket. That's knowledge, they know the law. But thinking ability is when they see that stop sign and they realize that that stop sign is going to protect them. Now if they follow that law, they're going to be safe and other drivers will be safe. So you want to develop thinking ability. Well, as you do your study, as you read God's Word each day, we're not just going to just take in knowledge, just to know what His laws are, but think about them. Think about how those laws will benefit us. Now, what if we're challenged? Or we have to defend our beliefs like this witness in the video? What would we do? What did this young witness do? What was the first thing he did? He turned to Jehovah. And then he tried to develop his thinking ability. He knew he wanted to stand up for Jehovah's name, but then he thought about how he could do that by making a courageous stand. That gave him confidence. And he was successful. He had that courage. You know, it's the difference between at the start and when he made his defense. Because he required the thinking ability, he had confidence and courage. So are you able to do the same? My personal study, maybe there's subjects we're not quite familiar with, we don't quite understand. Continue to dig deep. Ask our parents or other mature ones for help. Now, thinking ability also helps us in other ways too. For example, fighting temptation. See, thinking ability helps us to see past the conduct and the temporary enjoyment of it, and see the consequences of it, the bad effects. And thinking ability helps us to steer clear of temptation. A case in point is Moses. He had everything God could offer him in Egypt. Power, privilege, wealth. But Moses was a young man who used his thinking ability. He looked at those temptations in Egypt, and he saw it as temporary, but they were going to pass away. And then he reflected on the long-term blessings serving Jehovah would bring. Did he make the right decision? Was he blessed for making that decision to young man? And he faced great pressure doing it, not to make that the choice to be a part of Egypt. But he had the courage to make the right stand, and now future blessings are in store for him as well. So you young ones, that you are taking a courageous stand against those pressures, you will have deep satisfaction. And Jehovah will be so pleased with your courageous stand as well.